The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is back with me, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author, with the ultimate guide to where this week, Fionn.
We're going to Albufeira and the Algarve, Kieran.
Okay, so I have been to the Algarve. I've never been to Albufeira. Tell me about it.
How? Come on. So when we think of the Algarve, we really think of resort towns like Albufeira. So in the 1960s, it was like this really charming fishing village, really just kind of built up onto the hillside. And then it's surrounded on all sides by these stunning beaches. And then the package holiday boom of the 1960s transformed it. So now today, when people, lots of people, when they talk about, oh, I'm going to the Algarve for a bit of sun, they really mean they're going to a resort in and around Albufeira. Like since the 80s, it's been like the most developed resort on the whole coastline. So it's got like these massive neighborhoods of all-inclusive resort hotels. So it's got luxury resorts. It's got kind of more two-star resorts, the party strip of Oura, which is either amazing or hideous, depending on your sensibilities. And because it also has a reputation for all kinds of holidaymakers, from families going to chill out by the pool and not worry about where they have to eat, and they just go to the all-inclusive buffet, to stag and hen, like kind of booze fests. And but it's, you know, it's kind of starting to change in the last few years as it looks to attract a slightly more discerning visitor. So it's like boutique hotels, kind of more creative stuff going on. There's an underwater art gallery you can visit. Got really nice vineyards on the outskirts of town. It's the only beach destination and the entire Algarve that has lifeguards year round. So therefore it's like perfect even for winter sun.
Okay. But I mean, if you were minded to go on a sun holiday to the Algarve, but you're not a young lad looking to just kind of party the
party
night
down.
Away, should you go to Albufeira or should you move up along the coast? Still,
I mean,
in the Algarve, but elsewhere.
I'm being slightly unfair. If you want like a boutique hotel in Albufeira is quite the old town in Albufeira is quite beautiful. Mm. And there are on the edge, like, okay, so I mentioned Oura, which is the kind of nice nightlife zone. And it's, I for me, it'd be too noisy, too messy, too everything. But Galley, which is not far from there, is really lovely and much, much quieter. Equally, São Rafael or Olhos de Água, which are really, they kind of, they're attached to Albufeira. They're part of wider Albufeira. And they're much, much nicer. Now, there is obviously opportunity. The reason I said Albufeira and the Algarve is because the Algarve doesn't begin and end in Albufeira, despite the fact that it's the most popular resort destination along the coast. Actually, to me, it's one of the nicest parts of Europe, like across the, if you're willing to go, like, so most, you know, you land in Faro, Albufeira isn't that far from Faro, but if you're willing to travel, like either rent a car or take a bus, you can base yourself along the Algarve, and there's like four or five absolutely gorgeous spots that I would recommend, certainly, that are worth considering.
And are they all as, they're not maybe as built up as Albufeira, but
are they all built up
to some degree? Are there nice quiet spots in the Algarve?
Okay, so let's say, for example, now this has been developed, it's Sagres, which is in the far western extreme of the Algarve, right?
Is this
right
where the surfers
point.
Go?
Exactly. Yeah, so you know it. So it developed about 20 years ago. It became very, very popular as kind of a cool hipster surf town. And look, it's really, really nice. The cliffs are spectacular. It's very windy, which is why it's so popular for surfing. But it's got like the Fortaleza de Sagre, which is apparently where Henry the Navigator trained the sailors in the 15th century,
oh, wow.
Which basically they set off to conquer the Americas. And, you know, so Vasco da Gama, Christopher Columbus and all those lads. But today, it's really, as you said, it's all about surf culture and dolphin cruises. But the surf culture is very cool. So you imagine all the kind of, like, you can get your oat milk lattes and, like, you know, vegan cuisine. And it's very, very chill, but very, very beautiful. Really laid back and lovely if you just want to get away and just actually, as I said, just relax for a few days.
Okay, so that's Sagres. Where else?
So, as I said, you fly into Faro, right? And people just get out of Faro almost straight away. Faro's kind of big and build up. But like, Faro is really rich in history. If you're into that kind of, so it's got like medieval walls. It's got a really beautiful cathedral, which is kind of this blend of Gothic, Renaissance and Baroque styles. So there was a huge earthquake and tsunami in 1755 that destroyed the city. So they rebuilt it in these like weird mishmash styles. But it's really, really lovely. It's got the municipal museum is really, really good. It's at the heart of the old Jewish quarter. So it's the most historic city along the Algarve. So if you're into like a bit of culture, I absolutely like fly into Faro. Sure, go anywhere, but like take a day at least to go explore. That's what I would say. If you're traveling with families, okay, now Albufeira is fine for families, but Carvoeiro.
I've been there.
Have you been to Carvoeiro?
Yeah, I've been to Carvoeiro. Stayed up the coast just east of it. Rocha Brava was the name of the resort. It was about a kind of about 5 minutes from the kind of the beach, as it were, in Carvoeiro, which is beautiful. Lovely little kind of cove like beach.
Precisely. So actually, one of the points I'd make if you are staying in Albufeira is there's great kind of, I mean, you can go kayaking, but you can go these boat tours that take you along. Yes, there are the popular beaches that are easily reached, but then there's these hidden coves that are only reachable from the water. And there's loads of tours that will do that for you. And it's I definitely worth investigating. But to your point, you've got these beautiful cove beaches just at Carvoeiro, like really nice whitewashed village. Also there, did you get to the Benegil Caves? You can kayak there, but you know, if you're lazy.
No, our kids were quite young at the time, so we were kind of just
are amazing.
Beach and pool, yeah.
Yeah, so imagine like these caves that are like the size of a cathedral and lit by natural light. They're one of like the natural highlights of Portugal. Sometimes when you look at Portuguese kind of tourism brochures, the Benegil Caves will feature in them because they're absolutely stunning and they're very close to Carvoeiro.
Yeah, Carvoeiro was beautiful. So I'm going to give that the seal of approval. If you've moved further up the coast, I've been to Praia da Rocha. Let's not dwell on my time in Praia da Rocha after first year of college. Where else should we go?
Yeah, so on the other side, so more often than not, when people arrive in Faro, they travel west. And kind of, I mean, less and less they travel east. But like Tavira, which is way over in the east, like actually as far away from Faro almost as Sagres is on the other side. I think if you're into wine, music, culture, it's really, really nice. It's this beautiful town with a hilltop castle. It's got the Seven Arch Punta Romana, this absolutely beautiful bridge, and then a strong Islamic heritage. You can have like so fado, which is the doleful music of Portugal. You can get really, really good version of it.
Okay.
And then they do like some really nice wine tastings there as well. And then like if you're into nightlife, okay, so yes, Albufeira has the nightlife, but the best city or town for me in the Algarve is Lagos. Lagos by a mile go on.
I was just going to say, we're out of time. And if you're in Lagos tonight, you can drown your sorrows, Sean, because there's about 30 seconds left and Armenia are still beating Ireland 2-1. It is done and dusted, it looks like. I promised that on Off the Ball, there'd be either relief or recriminations. It looks like it's going to be the latter. Anyway, Fiona, we'll talk to you at the same time next week. Like I say, Off the Ball next, and I'm back tomorrow at 4.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.